The drama behind the scenes at New York's Metropolitan Opera took a surprising turn yesterday evening. Many of the unions that make up the opera's workforce were in the midst of labor negotiations, and they faced the threat of a lockout at midnight tonight. But those negotiations have now been put on hold for a week while an outside analyst takes a look at the Met's finances. NPR's Sam Sanders reports.
For months now, unions representing Met employees have been negotiating with the company's leadership. Both sides have been extremely vocal in the press. This past Friday, musicians and singers rallied and performed outside the Met's Lincoln Center home. There have been multiple threats of lockouts from management and accusations of financial mismanagement from labor.
Well, the Metropolitan Opera is in the midst of its most serious labor crisis in more than three decades.
Michael Cooper has been covering all of the drama for the New York Times. He says the dispute boils down to just how much the Met is in the hole. For the 2012-2013 season, the Met claimed a deficit of about $3 million on a budget that's over $320 million.
The unions looked at that and said, there can't be that much of a problem. That's a very small deficit compared to a very large budget. Peter Gelb, the Met's general manager, said that the deficit only was kept that small because he had managed to do record fundraising from donors and also because the Met has been spending down its endowment.
A federal mediator was brought in this Thursday to work with Gelb and two of the company's largest unions. Yesterday, the two sides agreed to an outside investigation into the Met's finances. The results of that investigation will be confidential and non-binding, but they will give both sides another week to keep negotiating and avoid tonight's threatened lockout. Met leadership is asking for some $30 million in cuts to employee compensation and benefits. But Met workers argue that Peter Gelb is wasting money on elaborate new productions that are not filling the opera house.
And that's up to you to make opera grand, but then you can't go and suggest that, you know, the pay that you're providing for the people to put the production on is too much.
Jim Claffey is the president of the New York chapter of the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. That union represents the Met's stagehands. He says whatever happens, things have to change for the Met.
What's gone on in the past 5 years of discretionary spending and the business model can't be the next 5 years or the Met will not be here.
The Metropolitan Opera's new season is supposed to start in less than 2 months. Sam Sanders, NPR News.